the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life.
The Handcrafted Spirits Radio Show on TSN 1410, presented by Sid's Handcrafted Vodka, presents The Good Life with Cassandra Anderton.
To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Find out what's going on in the world of food, wine, and spirits around Vancouver, and meet the pros behind the bars and behind some of the city's most popular dining spots. It's The Good Life.
It is indeed time for The Good Life with the lovely and talented Cassandra Anderton. Cassandra, you've always been introducing us to really cool and unique experiences and places to have some rather exotic drinks. Today we're at a pop-up cocktail bar. Tell us about it.
So we're at Black Bamboo today with Carissa Campietto, and she is a co-owner of Commodity Juicery. And what they've done is they've partnered with Peter Gurgis to do a kind of a back alley, sort of almost like a secret door entrance to this pop-up cocktail lounge, cocktail bar, and they're going to be serving really fresh juices. They've partnered with, I think it's Aperol and Hendrick's Gin and Bitters as well, a local bitters company, and they're going to be doing some really fresh cocktails on random Thursdays, I suppose. She's going to tell you a little bit about it.
Okay, because Carissa, now the term pop-up is huge right now, and you're seeing pop-up everything from furniture stores to now cocktail bars. What gave you this idea?
I wanted to try something new in the cocktail industry. I believe that, you know, when you're paying $15 for a cocktail, it shouldn't be made with Tropicana juice. I mean, we now have all these cold press juice bars in Vancouver and accessibility to some of the coolest and freshest produce and juice blends around. I don't understand, you know, kind of why we're still using the cranberry cocktails and Tropicanas in our beverages, especially in higher end cocktails. So I actually paired up last year with Craig Stowe from Super Luxury Car Show, and we got to test this concept of kind of the cold press juice and cocktails, and we worked at that time with, you know, Belvedere and Broker's Gin, and we got really great feedback. People are like, these things taste delicious, and really, like, at the end of the day, when you're making cold press juice, like, there's nothing better, nothing smells better or tastes better than fresh pineapple.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more about the fresh, because I grew up on Tang, and I used to think Tang was really good orange juice until I suddenly tried real orange juice, and no comparison. Love the fact you've partnered with Peter Gurgis, because Gurgis knows what's going on in this town. He's got some great operations of his own. Now, what has been the response to this so far?
Yeah, you know, it's been really interesting because with the cold press cocktails, not only have we created this room and this bar that we've got cold press cocktails, but we've also, you know, brought in live entertainers, live local entertainers, live artists, and we've paired up with, you know, some really cool funky house DJs from the past. We used to work with Ginger 62, and, you know, and so we're creating this environment with the cold press cocktails that is fun to, you know, go out to and make it kind of this event. And so I've noticed people have been, you know, booking their birthday parties, their stagettes, you know, maybe they have a corporate outing. They're getting ready to come to kind of Black Bamboo for that experience of not just the cool cold press cocktails, but, you know, the ability to kind of have a nice little table to lounge at and chit chat and not be in this kind of intimidating atmosphere, but, you know, somewhere where people can just, like, hang out, enjoy these tasty cocktails with, you know, also very cool and interesting people surrounding them, you know, in a really non-intimidating setting.
So I've got this beautiful drink in front of me, and it's a pineapple margarita with fresh pressed juice, and I've just had a couple sips, and it's amazing. So could you tell us what makes this different from what we would normally get in a regular bar?
Yeah, so this is not just pineapple juice. There are a couple of secret ingredients. But,
of course.
But for the most part, we've used a little bit of mint and a little bit of lime juice. And the extra acidity helps really make that pineapple flavor pop. And I noticed that kind of in your standard pineapple margaritas, you're not getting that so much. Also, we're using a really, really high quality bitters from Bittered Slings. And we're using a lemon Marrakesh bitters in that drink. So I find that the bitters really, like, again, lightens and accentuates that pineapple flavor. And then, you know, adding a little bit of salt rim and some fresh jalapeno to it will spice it up a little bit. So
to be clear, this is not Dole pineapple juice.
Oh, no. No, no. This is custom blended commodity juice.
Okay. Now, this is a thing. This is popping up on Thursdays. So every Thursday through the summer, is this going to be a one and done? Can you see this concept maybe springing up in other parts of town as well?
Yeah, for now, we have our next experience dates will be July 13th, which is again a Thursday. We may even be looking to change up our music format a little bit and incorporate some reggae music for the summertime and do a little bit of a dark and stormy cocktail pairing with that night. And then moving in closer to Pride, I'm planning to do kind of a Pride pop-up and execution with them and bring some aspects in from their community to Black Bamboo and create these really cool cocktail menus for them. So we're just kind of, gauging things as it goes. Once every, week to every 2 weeks right now is what we're doing. But most of the time, all the upcoming events will always be on our website, blackbambooexperience.com. And that's also, if you do want to attend Black Bamboo, you must RSVP either for a guest list reservation or a table reservation in order to attend. Because again, we've only got 150 seats for the event and we can't keep promising everybody every, pop up.
I love it. I love the concept. Of course, I love cocktails, and I love Carissa, and I love what she's made for us. It's all good. And again, it's blackbambooexperience.com online. You can find all the social media on your website, too, Cassandra.
Yeah. We'll be posting this on goodlifevancouver.com and goodlifeban on Instagram and Twitter. You can get some more information, and I'll post some pictures and maybe a recipe or two if she's going to give it up for us.
Okay. Pleasure to meet you, Carissa. Cheers.
Thank you for having me. Have a good day.